Nah, you good. Yeah. What's good? This be the G Shaw Cypher. You officially tuned in to On The Grind Live, and we support anybody that's out here grinding. And of course, if you see me, you see dope people. You see official people. You see people who grinding. So I got somebody that's grinding with me. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie MGM Stanlow. What's good, my G?
Man, what's good with you? How you feeling?
Man, listen, we just trying to keep it real, keep take it to another level. You know what I'm saying? I see the people tuning in already. I support, you know, shout out to y'all. See y'all. Put them comments in there. Listen, man, talk to us. Talk to the people. Let them know, you know what I mean? Let them know where MGM Stanlow represent. Where you coming from? Where was you born and raised? And,
man, I'm holding down for the boot, though. You know, 318, though. Monroe, Louisiana, you know?
Yeah. Shout out to Monroe, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? You know, so talk to me about the music scene out there. What is it like for the, you know, for yourself and other artists, you know, in your city? Is there any opportunities out there, anything like that?
Nah, it's my opportunity. It's about, you know, like who making moves, you know what I'm saying? But music, it could be better, you know, like people got their own support on how they support each artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my own set of fan base. Other artists got their own set of fan base. But it's mostly be like, who hang with who. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because everybody competitive. Like, it's a lot of, I mean, rapping is a competitive sport. You feel me? Like, yes, but it shouldn't be like, I can't listen to his music because he be with them over there. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I feel you. So give me the background behind your name, MGM Stanlow. Talk to me. What does that mean? Like, give me the background.
MGM stand for Made Game Music. As you can see, that's the record label me and my partners made up, you know what I'm saying, started up. But I was signed to another record label called South Made Entertainment, and everybody used to call us, and they're my main gang. You know, all the DJs called me and my brother MGM Young Reed. Be on the lookout for him too. Made Gang Youngest. So we just stuck with Made Gang. So, you know what I'm saying? Right. And we came up, we actually turned it into a record label. So we got established, LLC'd. Shout out to my man Chris Broussard. He showed us the business side of it and how to get it like established to be a record label. Right. And I stayed with the, you know, everybody was like, see me, they'd be like MGM. So I just stuck with MGM Stanlow.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, I like the stories behind that. You get what I'm saying? That's definitely official. Yeah. What drove you into getting into the music business? Because, you know, people do music. Sometimes it's a hobby, but for you, you in the business. You officially made it with the LLC. So talk to me. What made you want to get into the business of it?
To turn into a business. Receive income to take care of my family, because like I know it's fun, it's a hobby, it's fun, but the business side of it, like, now it's time to start getting royalties and see what a income from all the work and years you put in. You know what I'm saying? You don't want it to like go to waste and you don't get nothing from it. So
right,
you know, that's what made me want to take it more serious and understand the ethics of how to, you know, be a part of a record label and an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so as an artist, and you know, being part of a record label, are there any fears that you have, you know what I mean, industry wise, that coming in, you know, you didn't really know how it was gonna go, and now you kind of figured out the direction you want to be in?
Yeah, I mean, with that, man, it's hit and miss. The fears that I got is that I ain't gonna even say don't make it. I just want to go out swinging and just be like, bro, he was that. Like, he made a mark when he was doing it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
The only fear is not trying, giving it 110%. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I say.
Right. Well, definitely. You know what I mean? So, you know, when if someone was to come to you, and you gave them their music, and because they were looking for some new music to listen to, and you gave them your music, what would you tell them, you know, the type of music that they would expect before they press play?
That, what would I tell them? Let's see. Man, I tell them I wouldn't be your ordinary Louisiana artist. I tell you that for sure. Like, the type of, from this, where I come from in my culture, they'll automatically think Baton Rouge, New Orleans. So he on that drill spinning type of music. So when you put it in and you hear it different, it's like, you can't even tell him really from Louisiana unless you get into it and just peep the accent and just be like, mine's not as heavy, it's more southern people, we more northern. So
I get
my, you know, created my own little sound and wave, and you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely be a different take on it.
Yeah, what's your process when creating a track? Do you have your own studio where you got, you know, in-home studio when you, you know, you just take the beats and you rock and you vibe, or are you in the, you know, the official studios and with producers and things like that making songs?
All of that, like I haven't actually wrote down a song in years. We do this new thing, punch rapping, freestyle, basically, you know what I'm saying? And like when I hear a track, when it just like, I just go into my mode, like I zone out. I don't see nobody but this microphone and me and my headphones. I zone out, listen to the beat, like I listen to the track like one or two times, and then I just be like, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? Just get up to the mic. I'll probably like harmonize something or freestyle like this, and then I'll be like, press record. And then I say my couple of bars and then go like that. But it's just like the feeling like me having this conversation with you simply made me go to the yo and just be like, it's something you said without this interview, and I create a song. So that's just how I always do it. I don't go in with a canvas. I just go.
So give me the concept for What's the Location. That's a single that you pushing. You get what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, we talk about it. We put a picture of that in the magazine. We're going to talk more about that too. But yeah, What's the Location? Like, you know what I mean? Talk to me about that and who produced that song.
Drum Dummy produced the song. Well, I was on BeatStars, and it, like, you can pay for a little subscription or whatever.
Yeah.
And I got it off of there, and I just like, oh, this a vibe. But What's the Location title came from my partners. They're just like a slogan we say down here, like tonight or Friday.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in a couple more hours, they're going to call me and just be like, what's the location? But Stan Low is my name. Low is my, like, for short, everybody call me Low, where I'm from, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
My partners always say, what's the location? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, I like that. You get what I'm saying? It's definitely something official. You know what I mean? Like, I read something about you. You performed in different, you know, different events, different scenario, you know, different opportunities, one specifically related to the BET Awards. You know what I'm saying? So talk to me about your multiple experiences performing and what that's like for you.
Man, that was different. That opened my eyes to, like, that made my plate bigger. Like, it made me want to get hungry and just thrive and go more. Like, it actually brought tears to my eyes to be somewhere I always dreamed of as a little kid, you know what I'm saying? Just looking at all the other artists and different genres of people and just how people network and they moving as a unit, like a team. And it just, like, that's what I want for here. But to experience that, to be on, I wish I was on a big stage, the main stage. Like, you got to be like a superstar.
Right.
Like, I understand, like, how that go to now, you know what I'm saying? You got to be up and coming artists. We was just on like a stage that was off away from what a main stages was, what a big artist was.
Yeah.
So just even to be in that environment down and just, man, you, it's a feeling that you get, like a fire that burn, like, when
right,
I go
home,
putting in work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So, I mean, that's an opportunity to get a larger fan base. You really performing for, you know what I mean, to increase your fan base. You get what I'm saying? So the fact that you had the opportunity to do that, you know what I mean, especially maybe in a city that you know, you don't live in or really travel too much. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, recently, I wouldn't say not recent, but you had an interview with my business partner, Tampa Mystic. Shout out to Tampa Mystic. You get what I'm saying? Industry's most wanted. You know, so what, you were in Atlanta, I believe. Did you go to Atlanta or did you do virtuals as well?
Yeah, I went. Well, I did the virtual here, but I performed for a birthday bash last weekend.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a birthday bash. Her birthday bash should be official, be dope. You know what I mean? Her official birthday is the 29th. So make sure y'all hit her up, you know what I'm saying, for the official birthday day. But you know, what was it like out there? What was the love like during the performance, man?
Same thing, networking, different artists, everybody show love. I don't think, you know what I'm saying, everybody, like, that's what we come here for, to support one another and reach out and network and work with other artists. So I'm glad I got to get that experience too, from just her, just meet her in person, see how dope she was as a person. I met DJ Squirt in person too. She loves Squirt, too.
Yeah.
I got to work with some artists that she manages, some like she deal with.
Yeah, salute.
So I got to network with a lot of artists out there and connect and build my following again, you know. It's like we locked in, everybody locked in.
Yo, so what, you know, what's some of the biggest lessons you've learned, you know, being in the music business up to now?
Man, everything don't be what it seem, and everybody ain't who they say they are. Cause I didn't had situations to where I got on paperwork. Oh man, get over here with this, man. I'm gonna do this for you. I'm gonna do this and do that. But me just thinking like, this can be it for me. I'm over here putting all my ducks in a basket and don't nothing come out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like waste of time, waste of talent. I'm spending my own money on my own studio time and mixing master. And this person said they would. Like, I learned a lot from just, man, bro, get with here over here. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, and nothing don't. Nah.
Don't pan out. Is there anyone musically you look up to? It doesn't necessarily have to be music, but like, is there anyone that motivates you? And maybe on days where you know you're not as motivated, but you know, I mean, when you think about this person, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna go. You know, what I mean, if they was able to do it, I know I can do it.
Man, it'd be a lot of people inspire me to motivation, like speeches. This right here motivate me. My manager, he tell me like, you got like days I feel like that I ain't there, he just like, you got it. Like, and I just like, man, all right, bet. You know, my oldest sister, like, she, like, I told her I was gonna quit rap, and she cried, like, she, like, got upset and hung up in my face. Wow. Like, just a lot of people, though, like, even when I go back to my neighborhood, my hood where I'm from, like, how the little kids show me love and all the big homies, I'd be like, man, that rapping ain't, you know what I'm saying? Ain't just, you know, it's hard, you know what I'm saying? Right, without a team. And they be like, nah, don't quit, man. You got it. I'm telling you, bro. And they be like, bro, if I had this type of money, I'd do this again. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know who will really do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's important to have, you know, I mean, it's definitely important to have a team. But, you know what I'm saying? You know, teams come together when they know that you're motivated enough that you want it that hard. You get what I'm saying? Like, okay, they want it bad for you, but do you want it even badder? You know what I'm saying? Do you want it worse? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's definitely one of the things that you definitely don't quit. You know what I mean? I think quitting is the final, right? Like, you already established the fact that you're done. But if you don't quit, there's always something else, you know, another thing that you can try to get yourself out there. Listen, we got you in issue 85 of the Grime Report. We just dropped that a couple days ago. You get what I'm saying? If y'all haven't checked that out, I'm going to bring that up right now because we want to make sure we show you. You know what I'm saying? We got the official. I didn't lose you, did I? Let me see. You still there, Stan Lowe? Did I lose you? I think I lost a homie. Hello? Stand low. All right. Well, listen, we're going to get you back up here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get you back up here. And we got him on issue 85, the Grind Report, MGM Stand Low right here. Y'all can see him. He right here in the front. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely go check that out. You know, we put him in there. I mean, he's been grinding and been doing with his thing on a daily basis. So we want to make sure, you know, he know that we support him. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what it is. Let me stop sharing here. Make sure we get the homie back. I don't know what happened. But listen, when he get back, we're going to continue. You get what I'm saying? Listen, if you haven't seen the Grind Report, thegrindreport.com is where we got all that at. We also got it on the groundworkenterprises.com. Let me see if he's back. Nah, not yet. Oh, I think he's coming. Yeah, we just gotta make sure, you know, we just wanna make sure we support. You know what I'm saying? So I see y'all out there. I appreciate y'all tuning in. You got the homie MGM Stanlo. We were just talking to him. I think we lost the connection right quick. But you know, some things like that happen when you go virtual. You get what I'm saying? We got he got this new track, What's the Location, out on all digital platforms right now. Oh, we back. Are we back? Do you hear me? You? I think he's trying to get himself right. I'm going to make sure when I see him, I'll bring him right back up. But yeah, we got it on all digital platforms. And we just making sure that, you know, we know, you know, what's got going on. I got the official Goblins EP out right now, all digital platforms, myself and the homie Flatline. So, you know, I mean, we're going to see if he back. We're going to get back to it. Yo. You can go out and come back in. All right, let me remove him, and then he'll get back in here. I think that'll be a lot easier. Yo, shout out to the people tuning in. I see you. Why don't you do me a favor? Matter of fact, I think he's coming back. Yo?
Yo, you can hear me?
I can hear you. I just can't see you.
I don't know what happened. I think somebody called my phone, and it just got... I'm trying to join, get it back on. Say restarted front camera device unexpectedly stopped.
Yeah, we hear you. It happens. You
know, I want them to see me.
definitely. We want them to definitely see you. You get what I'm saying? And it looks like it's trying to do something, but I don't see you yet. But there's people tune in. Listen, put a message on here. Let me know that y'all aren't here. Just put a message. Let me know what's good. You know what I mean? While we get the homie right. If you want, you can go back out and come back in.
That's what I'm going to see.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I see you now. Oh, he just came back up. He literally just came back up. But we're going to get him back. Put a comment on there. I see y'all on here. Stop playing. Just put a comment. Let me know you here. That way I can put you up on the screen. Let me see.
Let's see what he's doing now.
It was funny. As soon as you jumped off, your picture came up. You know what I mean?
For real?
Yeah.
I know. I'm gonna try to join from my other phone. Let me see. Can I send that link to myself? Yeah. Would it work that way?
It could. I just have to, you know, once you're on, I just have to, you know, I have to remove the other one. You get what I'm saying? So we don't hear no echo. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Let me try it this way.
Actually, I see you. I see you, but it's frozen. Man, I don't know what you're doing, but it's trying to initiate. Try the other phone.
Yeah, I'm trying to track to the phone. Let me see. Can I send it to myself?
Yeah, we're going to get it right. That's all good. We're going to get it right.
For sure.
It happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the virtual happens like that, but we're going to get it right. I see you.
Let's see. Let's see what this one worked out. Is anybody calling this phone? Allow. There you go.
Just gotta wait for it to pop up on my end, and then we'll be good.
I was telling me type in my name. Okay.
Yeah. Type in your name again. And then it'll pop up once it got everything locked in.
That's the phone. I should have been did it. I knew somebody was gonna call and interrupt.
Okay, cool. So I'm gonna knock off this other one. Let me move this other one. I'll get you up here.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah, we back. We live at 5.
We back. You know what I'm saying? Sorry about that, y'all.
All good. You know what I mean? So Oh, shout out to your manager. Your manager on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm here in the building. This is MGM standalone manager. Go hard. What's the location on all platforms? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we got people in here tuned in. I appreciate you, man. We had a little difficulties, but we got it back. Listen, let me ask you this, man. You know, how long you've been doing music so far? Yeah, professionally, like official professionally.
Oh, professional. 2005.
So if you can go back to 2005 right now, right, and have a conversation with yourself, the person that's starting in this business for the first time, what would that conversation be about?
Stay more consistent, because like for years, like I don't think I just gave music professionally or full 20, you know what I'm saying, 12 months consistency, like I'm talking about just music putting out. Like I go like years without putting out a song. I let time pass me by. That's my biggest mistake. Time pass me by.
Right. Yeah, I mean, consistency is definitely key, right? Well, you know, they say stay consistent when you're not motivated, even when you're not motivated. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, that's definitely something that you want to do. How do you plan to be, you know, a game changer in your genre, man? Like, you know, what do you want the people to know about, you know, MGM Stanlow, that's going to help change the trajectory of how this music business is being run?
Man, another thing, staying consistent again, and just like your marketing strategy, bro, you got to find a formula that works for you. And I know women, just like from like, just like image, you know what I'm saying? Keeping your image up, and you know what I'm saying? Even like modeling, merchandise, performances, your engagements with people and how you talk to them and treat them, you know what I'm saying? Like it's ways that you can stand out from, you know what I'm saying, the typical artists. Like if 10 artists in a room, somebody can know like he a little different. There's a lot of y'all in here, but that one there, you know what I'm saying,
that one there different. Let me show something right quick. When we lost you, I was bringing up the magazine, you get what I'm saying? But okay. I want to make sure I show it to while you on here with me. MGM Stanlow right here, issue 85 of the Grind Report. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go check that out, thegrindreport.com, grind with a Y. You can purchase it, get the hard copy. When I tell you the quality of the hard copy is official, you know what I mean? We went through a lot of different, you know, brands out there to make sure we knew it was right, what was good. And check that out. You get what I'm saying? Like, read up on them. You know what I'm saying? I made it big enough to make sure it's very readable in the magazine, small enough so you can't really read it online, because I need you to go get it. You get what I'm saying? I need you to go get it. I need you to go pay attention. But what else you need to pay attention to is the fact that what's the location is on here. You got the cover. So if you want to, you know, find it on streaming platforms and things like that, you now know what the cover is. You get what I'm saying? So it's on. Right. And we also got it in rotation on, you know, on our radio station. So make sure y'all understand what's going on. You know what I mean? So what other music you got coming, man? I know you got other things coming. Talk to me.
Oh yeah, yes. Oh yes, the summer I'm about to like. Oh yeah, I ain't even. You can just feel it. I hope you can feel this energy through the phone. I got it coming. Like I got so much music I put down. It's like I say, I really don't ever stop recording. You know what I'm saying? Cause like just like I'm gonna tell you, like I take a week or two break. Within that week or two, I'm probably out of town seeing something I haven't saw before, talk to some people I never gave me, dropping some jewels on me. So when I get back, they give me some substance to keep me going and talk about, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think where we at? We in the second quarter of music. So I think by June, July, I'm back at you. But I'm gonna touch my fellas this time now. I'm gonna get them like the dirty, the streets, and like I'm gonna give them that. So but the beginning, you know, it was Valentine's Day, so I gave them. If they know this, I gave the females 14 songs. I dropped it at 2:14 p.m. on 2:14. You feel me? So
Yeah. So a whole strategic plan behind it. Definitely. You know what I mean? So outside of music, like what else you want to get into? You talked about merch, you talked about, you know, different things, but you know, what else is in your plans that you want to make sure you tackle? You know what
man,
I mean?
fitness fitness too. I'm gonna do that too because of like I go to the gym a lot, you know what I'm saying? A lot of women be right. Man, you need to train me. You need to like I actually be dropping my little workout videos, like I get them shot like I do a music video, you know what I'm saying? But I'll be able to do a little short little workout video. So I wanna get off into that. I actually wanna open an own gym to become a trainer and do that too, you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I just gotta find a balance for everything, being that I'm an artist and I'm still trying to travel and network, you know what I'm saying? Cause right. I know people like, I need you to, you know.
Yeah.
But I definitely fly home and just train people, just something I want to do because I like to work out myself.
Yeah, definitely. So you know what I mean? What I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna put your social media on here. I got that already prepared for people. You know what I'm saying? Your Instagram. We're gonna put that at the bottom. So make sure y'all follow MGM Stanlow, which is actually MGM Lowway on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? What is your other social medias you got out there?
I'm on TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, all this MGM Stanlow, all the other stuff, MGM Stanlow, MGM Lowway is my Instagram because my first one, the MGM Stanlow, got hacked or something. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, Instagram, you know, seems to be having those type of issues. I don't have that nowhere else. Go to Instagram and, you know, sometimes I'll be having, you know, getting...
They'll send you a simple thing, like it could be like a copyright link or something you're doing wrong on your page, and you press that link, you lose your page. Like,
it's a wrap. Yeah.
You
gotta watch out for that. You know what I'm saying? This is On The Grind Live. We asked you this in the Grind Report. We gonna ask you this now only because you live with us. What is your definition of grind?
Grind?
Yeah.
Man, continue to hustle, you know what I'm saying? Look, hustle, grind out, beat talent, you know what I'm saying? That's grind, don't stop, work, you know?
Yeah, that's a fact. You know, what else you want to tell the people that, you know what I mean, they want to make sure they know about MGM Stanlow?
Man, stay tuned, keep your ears locked on me, keep your eyes locked on me, I got more coming. Like, I'm actually finna release What's The Location video. It's going to be special. It's going to be live, man.
Yeah, do you work with specific directors or do you, you know what I mean? Like,
I go see they work. Me, I just go see, you know what I'm saying, like they work and how good they is. Depends on what song it is, what kind of treatments they got. Like, I like working with somebody that I don't have to work as hard. Like, I'm an artist. Like, when I pull up to a video shoot, when I send you my song, I don't want to pull up on you and we get to, man, what you trying to do, what you want it to look like. Nah, I want this going to be rolled out. You going to be standing right here. She gonna be standing right here, like I like them type.
Right. The structured video. Yeah. I feel you. Definitely. Any shout outs you want to give to the people?
Man, shout out to every artist out there working. Man, keep working, don't stop. I want to shout out to my team, May Gang. You know what I'm saying? My city, Monroe, Louisiana. We on the map. We steady rising. We coming up. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for us.
Make sure y'all do me a favor. I need to go on Power 107.6 The Truth. That is our official radio station. Listen out for that for What's The Location spinning right now on our radio station. Go to thegrindreport.com, grind with a Y. Go pick up the Grind Report issue 85 with MGM Stanlow in it. Read about his story. We like to capture the story, not just the artist, but the artist's story. You get what I'm saying? And really get in tune. And then go follow him. You know what I'm saying? And stay following him and become
I follow back. I'm ready to network with every artist. Like, would it just hit me up?
Yeah, definitely. All right, listen, I appreciate you tuning in with us. Shout out to your manager, you know what I'm saying, who definitely tuned in. And I see y'all, too. I see other people out there, you know what I mean? So I appreciate y'all. And we're going to keep going. We're going to keep grinding. We talk to you soon on The Grind Live. Shaw Cypher, MGM Stanlow. Let's get it. Salute.
Appreciate you for having me.